at NJFLA. Hey, Dan, the most important question, and we're going to leave on this note. Who are you remembering and honoring on Memorial Day? To everyone out there who has lost someone in combat, and to the souls hopefully looking down upon us who've heroically left themselves behind on fields of combat, our freedom is your gift. Our freedom is your gift. Yes, God, it's God-given big R rights, but those rights have to be defended by men with guns and men willing to do violence on your behalf who come home with scars, both physical and mental, and some don't come home at all. And I want to thank you for everything. But on Memorial Day, I always remember and I always put up a post about my uncle, Gregory Ambrose. He died in Vietnam. He was killed rather heroically. He won the Bronze Star with a V device, a V cluster. He was shot in the back and killed rescuing his friends. You can read his story if you look it up online. It is an amazing story. He was killed, I believe, south of Thu Duc in Vietnam. And he was a real hero. And my family was changed forever. It was my mother and her siblings, my aunts, and my grandmother never were the same. Everything in their lives was pre-Greg and post-Greg. He was supposed to come home, and instead of coming home, we owned a bar. My family owned a bar, Gibby's Bar in Queens. They had the signs up, "Welcome home, Greg." It was the day he was supposed to come home, and two soldiers showed up instead. My grandmother was never the same, ever. So, you know, recognize Memorial Day. I don't like to say happy Memorial Day because that's just the tone of that is wrong. But enjoy yourselves this weekend. You know, have yourselves an adult soda and enjoy your family with barbecue. But as you're having that adult soda and that beer, hopefully not a Bud Light, pour out a little sip for all the people who died, all of these heroes, because you wouldn't be barbecuing if it wasn't for them. Memorial Day.